Hey everyone, this is Anthony Gokowski with Alpha News. We are joined by Jake Dusenberg from Action for Liberty. Jake, thank you so much for doing this interview.
Well, thanks for having me. I wish we were discussing things that would be more fun than we're going to be discussing today, because I think what's happening right now with our elected leaders is not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish we could do this in person, but someday. So obviously, the big news right now is the governor issued a new executive order yesterday. It imposes new restrictions on bars and restaurants, public events, private gatherings. And one item in the order states that Minnesotans aren't allowed to have more than 10 people from over three different households in their home. What's your reaction to that?
I would never have thought 1 year ago that such an order would ever be given. And even if it was told to me that way, I'd be like, well, so what if he orders it? That's not how laws are made. That doesn't have any bearing on us. And here we are, and we have a governor that only said you couldn't have him in your home, but you can't have him in your backyard, which is something that a lot of us like to do, especially in the COVID days. You can't have a garage or a backyard party. Love to see the science on that one there, Governor Walz. So the idea that he can tell us who we are going to have at our house or how many people we're going to have at our house is as extreme as it comes. And guess what? If you disobey his order, not law, his order, because we're just little subjects, right? He's our overlord. He can throw you in jail for 90 days. That's exactly what his executive order says. You could be fined up to $1,000 or thrown in jail for 90 days. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not liberty, folks. That's not the system of government that we agreed to have. We have a constitution, right? We have a Bill of Rights. We have a Bill of Rights in Minnesota. The governor cannot do that. And so that's why Action for Liberty is so adamant in stopping Walz's emergency powers, because he's abusing it. In fact, I would say he should be impeached for what he's doing. And people that are interested, I just want to throw this out there right away. Go to actionforliberty.com. You'll see the petition right on the front of the page to stop Walz. Make sure you sign that. And so you could be on our newsletter so you can understand what you need to do. Because we're going to have a vote tomorrow in the legislature. He's got to call these guys back to vote on whether or not he's going to have these powers going forward.
Right. And so another measure in the executive order requires bars and restaurants to cut off in-person service by 10 p.m. So apparently the spread increases after 10 p.m. And hospitality leaders have been really critical of these new restrictions, especially because it seems like they weren't given much of a notice. But on Tuesday, the governor said that he called the suggestion that governors have hurt the economy, quote, nonsense. What is your reaction to that?
I totally agree with these bars and restaurants. Like, he's going after them, and it's not equality under law. This is one of the big legal arguments against what he's doing, is that you're supposed to treat people fairly under the law, and that's clearly not what's happening. But they say they got the science on their side. They say the science is settled. Well, the thing about America is that we have many people, you know, offering their opinion, coming through a legislative process to determine laws. And this is one guy saying that the science is on his side. What if he's wrong? He's been wrong a lot of times. What if he's wrong about this issue? That is so asinine that he thinks he can get, this guy served in the U.S. Congress. Did he always think that a dictatorship, because that's what this is a dictatorship. Did he always think that was a system of government that we were supposed to have? I mean, I don't know if people, your viewers, know this. If you look up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary what dictator is, the first thing it says is somebody that has absolute power under emergencies. That's literally what it says in the Merriam-Webster dictionary, which I think is the most credible dictionary or most cited. That's what it says. Yeah. What do you think this guy is doing? He's taking absolute power under emergency, if this is an emergency. Right now, certainly we have more cases and more ICU beds, but that's the craziness, is that it's just one guy ruling. Now, I don't think that the guy's wrong on a lot of his suggestions. There's science, or there's at least suggestive science or anecdotal evidence to suggest some of the things they're doing. The point right. of the system is allow people to be free. Mm-hmm. We can make up our own minds. But one guy calling all the shots and then unfairly going after a certain industry is just so, so wrong. And yeah. This guy's clearly doesn't care about the business and the community here. And this will sink so many more of these people. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. So today the state reported 56 new deaths, which was a record high, 38 of which are from long-term care facilities. And so Walls said in a statement today, quote, "I know you're tired of this pandemic. We all are. But those 56 families can't get their loved ones back. We can't give up the fight." How would you respond to that?
Well, then who's to blame for this? Like, mm-hmm. he's acting like he's got some kind of action. Well, you've been acting on this for over 230 days or whatever it is. Yeah. He's been acting on it. He's been telling us to wear masks. He's been telling us to do this and that. Well, then aren't you to blame for those 56 deaths? The reality is no one's to blame for those 56 deaths. And there's mm-hmm. no proof that what he's done would have led to any less deaths, or what South Dakota's done added to more deaths, or what Sweden did added more deaths. We don't know. The point is, what are we going to do with this country? Are we going to continue this experiment with freedom, right? Are we going to do that? Or are we just going to be a one person makes all the rules? That just, mm-hmm. I mean, I know your viewers are more on the conservative side. And mm-hmm. my God, folks, you can't sit on the sidelines on this one. This is America. This is America. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you agree with wearing masks. And if you think, I have social distance. That the science is pretty darn clear on that. Socially yeah. distance. But the idea that we are allowing one guy to make rules and then imprison you for those rules there's nothing bigger to fight for. I'm a veteran, by the way, and it's Veterans Day. We're having this interview. I don't know when you're going to put this up. I mean, I've served overseas 2 years in my life. That was not what I was doing over there, was to go fight to make sure that one person calls the shots in the United States of America. And so this is a fight that's so important, regardless of where you are personally on this thing. That's the beauty of freedom, is you can make your decision. You can make a decision what you want to do, right? Families mm-hmm. might decide not to come for Thanksgiving. I just went up. I'll give you a quick story of me, because I'm big out there. I'm public fighting against some of this nonsense. But we went up to a deer camp with some friends who are in their 70s. And we decided on our own, it would have been totally legal to stay at their house, totally legal. But we decided, you know, maybe it's a better idea for us just to camp outside their home, because they got a nice cabin. Maybe it's just a better idea for us to camp outside the home, just not to possibly give them any exposure to something we caught from the cities. People can do this. We can make up our own minds, but we don't need one guy deciding. And in this case, you know, and it's not just the bars and restaurants, it's also funeral homes and wedding venues, but he's making up a decision that's going to affect, and it's going to put people out of work, and it's going to shut down people's lifelong dream of starting businesses. This is wrong. This is America. Yeah. We have to fight for this.
Yeah. So obviously there have been a lot of lawsuits, but they don't have the best track record. I think it's 0-8 now or something like that for the governor. The Minnesota Senate has voted to terminate his emergency powers, but there doesn't seem to be much hope for that passing the House. So what's the solution, you know, for people like you who are angry about this?
Well, geez, you look at the glass half empty, apparently. Man, we're looking at this thing half full. We just emerged out of this election, which was brutal for many reasons, actually doing very well. And let me explain that. Let me give you a little story on Action for Liberty. And you can go to actionforliberty.com, action4liberty.com, learn more. We took on this battle right away back in March, and we had our first vote in April 14th. Jeremy Munson in the Minnesota House was fighting inside the ranks for us, and he got a vote to end Walz' power in the House, and only 15 Republicans voted for it at that time, 15. All the other Republicans voted against it, right? Or abstained, which is the same thing to us. No Democrats on board. Mm-hmm. By the end of the month, April 28th, we had all 59 Republicans voting for it. We had already got all the Republicans on board. So we went on to the Senate, And the Senate under Paul Gazelka refused to bring this up for a vote, even though they had a three-person majority, Republicans in the Senate. So we had to get involved in the primaries and make sure that Paul Gazelka had a challenge. And the key issue for that guy was emergency powers. So June comes around and Walz has to call these guys back. And the Senate then all of a sudden votes for it. And they actually have a couple of Democrats that join them. So we pass the Senate. We pass that hurdle.
Right.
The House. Now, this is where you were glass half empty. The House, we had, I think on the initial vote, two Democrats. I want to say Marquardt and Pawlowski. Two Democrats voted for it. So we went around the state of Minnesota finding the most vulnerable targeted districts. And we just pound the living hell of these guys, these Democrats, to get them board, because we needed to flip nine votes. We only had two.
Right.
So over the course of many months, by the time October came around, we had already got five Democrats to vote against their party's governor. Five Democrats. We were four votes short the last time we met before the election. So what do? If you can't get them to come your way in the legislature, you got to take them out. And so our organization, Action for Liberty, targeted at least, we targeted more, but we definitely were targeting at least four Democrats. And on election night, four Democrats lost their seat. Brand, Tabke, Poppy, and Purcell. Four Democrats that wouldn't come our way lost re-election. Republicans only took five seats back. So 80% of the wins were directly because of this issue. And that's a thank you to all the viewers out there that are supporters of Action for Liberty. That happened because of you. And so now we'll see. We got to vote tomorrow and we got to vote in December, because every time he extends 30 days, he has to call legislature back. So we'll see what the election does to some of these voters. But January 5th comes around and you got the Eric Mortensen's of the world, the new champions of liberty who took out Tabke swearing in, and the math is starting to come on our side. So we hope and we believe we have a chance at ending this thing in January or February, which would be great.
Yeah.
I want to end it tomorrow, but you know, we'll see what these Democrats do. They're so obnoxious and
All right, Jake, any final thoughts?
Yeah, go to actionforliberty.com. I mean, listen, the media, thank God to Alpha News, because the media doesn't tell our story. They don't want to hear a story. How can you not tell the story of Action for Liberty, who's changed five Democrats? That's amazing. They voted against their governor. But they're just talking about the fear, right? They sell fear, and they want you hiding in your house and not inviting 10 people plus over to your house, which isn't hard to do on Thanksgiving, by the way. All of our Thanksgiving dinners are more than 10 people. There's five in my immediate family, right?
Right.
So listen, go to actionforliberty.com. Check out what we're up to. We're growing substantially because of this issue, and we just don't back down. We are going to work around the clock to make sure to end Walz's emergency powers. And then once we do that, listen, that chapter 12, that statute that allows him, or that he thinks allows him to do what he's doing, that's going to be gone. We're going to fight that thing, because we can't have this in the future. This is America.
All right, folks. Jake Duesenberg from Action for Liberty. Thank you so much, Jake.
Thank you very much.